Blog Talk Radio.
Let's pull up this board and we'll go with the gas. There you go. I just see it. You know what I'm saying?
I'm getting a little squeaking.
That's me. I'm going to work off it. Matter of fact, let me see if I can fuck with it from my motherfucking fucking phone. Get it from a fucking phone. A fucking phone. Look at my fucking phone. See what the fuck it is. Okay, yeah, I could do it this way. Yeah.
it's and by seeing right, the thing you was the problem, right? So, you know what I'm saying? Now you got curve.
Yeah.
Well, this is the time. It's more people trying to be too fast. He said, hey, I'm asking.
Literally, like you just said, it was all about Duncan. He's literally changed the game. Because, and some people don't like it, you know what I mean? But he's literally changed the game. Because now, it ain't all about that guy that does. Like, you know what I'm saying? There's cats in the NBA that all they can do is super. They can do it.
Like,
they can do it. Yeah, like they're all like Steph has, you know what I mean, is Reggie Miller times three to what he brought to the game. If they, like,
I've heard people speak to me.
Ever. It's not even a question. He's already got the record for the most three days.
Right.
But the thing is, like I said, look, you know, I come to basketball and it's crazy because and it's been over a period of time that I've been coaching and Curry's been on the drive. And this is now, it wasn't like this before. Now, you have to practice shooting free throws. Like, we have drills where all they're doing is shooting three.
Even the big man.
Yes, everybody is. Because at some point in the game, you know what I mean, the three is that important in the game. It changed the game. Because if you have a good shooter, that is absolutely a weapon. He might not be able to jump an inch off of the floor, but he can flat out choke. So that's just telling you, little Johnny down the street doesn't have to be athletic at all. But
Johnny,
if he shoots 500 times a day, knocking him down, saying if he can just do a little bit more than that, he can be very successful. And the ones that do it at a high level and also have skills like a Steph Curry, that's why I changed it because, you know, you hate your brain there, but it, before the white boy comes in before the white boy,
right.
You know what I mean? White boy shooter. Now, Steph has made it so popular to shoot that shot. Like Smoke said, they're not practicing. They're not practicing anymore. They're practicing shooting that three.
Yeah.
You know, if you go to a game, watch them warm up.
Yeah,
like every kid in the gym shoots a three.
Yeah, that's some concept. Yeah.
Oh, that's matter of fact, real quick, don't you ask a question, just think about this. You know who won the 3-point contest?
No.
Carl Anthony Towns.
Oh, wow.
7 points,
wow.
Man.
Wow.
That just
like,
tells you.
That's like Shaq out there dropping three.
And you know who he beat?
Curry.
Wow.
No. My bad. He didn't beat Curry. He beat the what they're saying is equivalent to Curry coming up. Trae Young.
Okay.
Trae Young.
My thing is this. I like when it deals to all stars. I like to myself. Wait till the people don't
right.
Play the game. Because if you were how long the game that the end of the game, but if you were like even with baseball, this shit happens in deep happens in the season.
But the only thing you know that the NFL is the home of the and it's a shame because
I like that.
Yeah, but
because you can't.
There's a big difference.
Okay, go ahead.
There's a big difference. There's 17 regular season games.
That's what I was saying.
Yeah.
It's
so
that
yeah.
But it's still the same thing.
But
wait until it's all over. Unless
what it is, guys. Just think about it like this: you have roughly. Let's say, on a night, 40 basketball players that are involved with the All-Star. You have another, 100 or so that show up to the weekend. The majority of them are going to that's their place. That's their
okay.
Place. So the game is all fun.
Okay.
And even after, like, they said,
pretty much.
Yeah, they said, like, most of these teams, Now they have those couple games, then the weekend, and then I think 3 or 4 days after the All-Star break before the season starts. I think it starts back up this week. So they basically get a week off after the All-Star. So, you know what I mean? It's a chance to let it unwind. It's just the football does it to where they have that. Now they do it to where they have the Pro Bowl the week before the Super Bowl. We can say it.
Because you just think how many
boxing reporters and all that, or sports reporters, sports reporters are in the Hall of Fame. Like, you have a ton of them. You know what I mean?
Okay.
So I feel like the way he affected the culture, I can see the place for it. I was surprised, too, but when I sit back and be like, damn, why not?
But at the end of the day, as a fighter, though,
he took the ball. Got the grant, okay? So you know what I'm saying?
and you're seeing a young Cardale Wagg before the jaw got broken. You're seeing his mother. You're seeing his. You're seeing how the Rockefeller dudes are trying, kind of playing him out. Like, you know what I mean? Definitely. If y'all got some free time out there, y'all on the next one.
Yeah,
go ahead and check that out.
Speaking of
topics, so we can go ahead and stop it while watching episodes and stuff like that. Uh-oh.
Topic?
Yes, sir.
Your boy Snot that starts right off. He's shot in the middle of the street, man. I mean, it starts off, you know. Officer McNulty sitting there with little homie. This guy is involved. He's the only one involved. Like, this guy, I mean, this is the only person that knew about the person they're looking for.
Yeah.
So we're starting to watch the show, and like I just was saying about smoking. I'm guessing this is one of the top TV series of all time.
Oh man, it's a great series, man. I forgot a lot of the stuff that happened. Like, it's like watching it over again.
That's how I feel. I'm kind of glad that we decided to do the rewatch. I've watched it, but it's so first and good. I'm gonna run up my girl.
Well, you got the season now.
I couldn't get the DVD to play on my lap.
Oh, right.
I'm not catching people trying to figure it out. So I gave up.
On my case.
Yeah. Not at all.
You know what
he's
I'm saying?
Vicious.
Because he was showing up in court and had shit to do with him, nothing like that. And damn near, look, nobody in the other, you know what I'm saying?
Look,
nobody in the other thing, he ain't had no body, not this part. They don't even have a date of birth on the boy.
So listen, talking straight to the judge.
Okay, hey. But nobody worried about that little operation.
Nah, look,
they're dropping everything.
Young Stevie. Yeah, man. It's vicious, man.
But I'm excited, man. I'm excited to watch the show. If put it this way, Smokey, if there's something. Like I said, because I haven't watched the show, you know, so you guys are going to school me. I'm going to ask right now, tell me someone or some character to, you know, keep my eye on, like there's something. I'm sure there's a lot.
Okay, I'm going to give you what I gave Paco. You know who the boy Wallace is? Wallace, the one that couldn't count the money?
Yes.
You know who that is, right?
Yeah.
Okay, that's a little nugget.
That's another thing right there. I don't know, and I knew that before I watched it. Just from, like I said, watching episodes and stuff, the cast of actors that was in The Wire, oh my.
Yeah.
All-star.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Before they were stars.
Like, that was their come-up, you know what I'm saying? And a lot of them cast,
episode ended. It was how it started. The guy taking a stand on him. And it was like, all I can say is, Chris,
That's going to bring a shit storm. Because that didn't have to happen. He beat the case.
Right.
You see what I'm saying?
But
it's the message they have to send. You talk, you die. Because they look at this is my conjecture. Now I'm going to add on to it. They look at it like, look, we'd rather pay for that body than pay for the lawyer. You see what I'm saying? Our lawyer fees might cost us $30,000 to $50,000 to beat a murder. I can get you murder for $15,000 to $5,000.
Them shot callers was in their jury, man. They was in the courtroom, I mean.
Intimidating the shit out of
them. Oh, they was in there.
I mean, your boy would have been a 13 American detective, you know what I mean? So he go ahead. Like y'all said, he didn't have to do none of what
he even the judge told him, what are you doing here? It's like, I gotta go with you.
McNulty went to the DA and told him, you're about to lose the case.
Right.
You're basically lost the case.
Mm-hmm.
And he's looking like, oh, no, we got the conviction in the – we got it in the bag. Nah.
Shout out to the people that's on the line in the fly-through room.
Sure.
You know, hit the one button if you want to talk, but if not, just chill and listen to the show, man. Y'all got some exclusive stuff going on right now.
Yeah, slide on through.
Might not have no
wire
talk. But just shout out to you just for listening to us, man. That's what's up. But,
no doubt.
Yeah, man, I'm going to say like this. Uh-oh. Somebody want to talk some wire.
Yes.
Okay.
Man. Paco, you want to take this? All right. Let's see here. Hold on. Let me go, because there's like three people that want to talk right now. But I'm going to go to this first one. Hold on.
Get you two.
Call the number.
Got to call that number.
Caller from 724 ending in 1614. You're on a slide through. Talk to us. We'll talk back.
Yo.
What up?
Yeah,
who are you talking to?
What is this, Mom Banks, yo?
Hey, Mom.
What's going on, Banks? Mom Banks in the crib.
What's
up, what up, man?
Hit that bell.
Unico Pino, one of our sponsors.
Yeah.
One of our main sponsors.
One of our sponsors. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yes sir. I got. As a matter of fact, I got to come and bring y'all some bubbly. You know what I'm saying? You know, just say things
that are
all busy right now. Yeah,
we appreciate the
love. I didn't want nothing at all. I got the kite from Kerr that y'all was online. I just wanted to get the vibe.
Oh, hold on,
you know,
man.
Man.
You don't want to chime in this wire talk real quick?
You said what?
You don't want to talk about the wire real quick? How you feel about the show The Wire? You ever watch it?
Yeah, it's the best show ever.
No money.
Right? Oh, wow. That is.
What would the bank say? The best show ever?
Yeah, I'm about to
find
out, Banks. Like I said, I hate even
admitting it. I mean, the seasons with the other dudes on the dock. I wasn't really into that.
Yeah, oh, you didn't like season two. You didn't like season two.
Nah, it's boring. Man. I mean, it was all right. I like Ziggy. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I fuck with Ziggy Heaven.
Gotta do
man.
It all off.
I'm about to find out.
No, I mean, I like everything about the show. I mean, with the Barksdales and Marlowe and all that, I like that didn't happen, except
no doubt.
The one thing I wish they didn't do was how they did Omar.
Yeah.
Well, hey.
Oh, Omar, what was your discrepancy?
Hold on, man. We on episode one, man. Y'all killing me right now, man.
Hey, Max,
I just popped my chair. You know what I'm saying? I'm just getting my feet wet on this one.
Hey,
oh, my bad. Hey,
Ben. No. See, we're doing a wire rewatch. And what it is, we're on season one, episode one right now. So we're going to break down the whole season. You know what I'm saying? Week by week.
I done smoked way too much today to even try to remember.
Definitely.
Since we got you on the line, man, what's cracking this weekend? You got that party popping?
Fuck yeah, that's why I can't even talk now. I just came to holler at y'all real quick. I gotta go back to work, man. I'm getting the board ready, man. We're going.
That's what's up. I got food.
I got a DJ. I got some poets. I got some R&B singers gonna sing. BYOB.
Drop the address, homie. Drop the address and times, man.
It's 775 Freeport Road. Cheswick, PA, 15024, Saturday, February 26th, from 9 to whatever. It's just $10 to get in. I'm asking for a donation. I got food.
Yeah.
All the food is free. I got alcohol. All that's free. I got a wait staff.
Let's
just
go.
Look out for my wait staff.
I'm
going
to
have
to say, you know what? And the thing I just thought about, this episode probably won't even come out till after the weekend, but what I want you to do, though, man, is go on the page, man. Go on the page and promote the party for me, man. You know what I'm saying? I want that out on the page, man.
I'm going to do that. And honestly, I wanted to do it earlier. Shit has been crazy, man. It's been hectic, but it's well worth it, man. We're going to have a good time in there for years to come, man. Watch. When y'all come in there, when I got it done, wait, y'all going to be like, yeah, yeah.
Go.
Yeah, man.
Go.
Amen.
Keep moving,
and keep it doing what you do, but we definitely need some bottles.
So every time we put out the shot,
the people gonna see what we drinking.
We need a bottle of Yanito Pito on deck.
We got
a six pack of that blueberry.
I'm gonna come up there. I got a case for y'all right now. You know what I mean? I'm gonna come up and chop it up. I ain't gonna put it all on air, but we're gonna talk some business and make it.
Definitely.
Hey, but listen.
All right, man. Thanks for coming through. I'm gonna
tell you, sliding through.
I want to tell you, man. I'm really excited about y'all and what y'all's doing. Like I said, I hope y'all get the time. I want to take y'all out of town to New York and do this interview with Peter Hsu. Anybody who's listening, if you know who
we appreciate you, man. You're one of our favorite people, man. You know what I'm saying? And the people will be familiar with F Banks, man, because you know what I'm saying? We know you're going to slide through.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Can't wait to get that. Can't wait to get a little bit of that Yanito Vino on deck, too.
Yeah, y'all going to have it soon. Y'all stay up, man. Keep doing what y'all doing. Proud of y'all, man. We're going to rap when I see you.
Good shit, bro. We'll speak to you.
All right, Banks.
Peace. All right. Big love, homie.
And Mike Banks in the crib on the check. And
let's
hit that bell.
Money Banks again.
Oh,
yeah, I mean, those kids are always hustling, man. Go check him out.
We're going to clip that up. We're going to try to clip that up and get that out there ASAP.
Especially going to the party.
Probably going there tonight and try to do it up and clip it up.
Yeah, especially when he just get that little piece,
yeah,
man. Get a little promotion out for him, man, because you know, we got it, like we say, man. I put it on the page, Smokey. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Buy your own, support your own. You know what I'm saying? That's what it got to be, man. Support your own. Somebody out there doing something, and you know them, man. Support that, man.
Yeah.
Support that for real.
Now, they got about 10 minutes left for the live. You know what I'm saying? And this is going to be tricky. Because we're stepping into a realm that we ain't got no business stepping in. Okay?
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
What's he talking about?
Let's talk about it.
I'm a personal, and I know she's finally listening.
Oh. Whoa.
Finally not live. We're going to check the replay.
Oh, what's
no, I'm not going to drop no names.
Oh, okay.
I'm not going to drop no names. I can say that. No.
Key guy over here.
Yo, you want to fly through the smoke?
Take
the bomb,
yeah. 27 minutes and 30 seconds.
Yeah. You might want to put it up a little bit more. Because the girl.
Y'all crazy.
Nah. So I went ahead and got, you know what I'm saying, this is a women business.
Ooh.
You know what I'm saying? That's definitely not good. But, again,
you're definitely not good.
But I want to win this business.
Yeah. Wait a minute.
You know what, man? I'm going to bring this to the homies. I'm going to bring this to the fly through, man, because I was like this, so here's the situation. All right, so me and this girl, we have a mutual friend. You know what I'm saying? And this girl's about to get married and everything like this, right?
Okay.
About to get married. Whole new different state. And I'm like, you know, hey, where's such and such been? You know what I'm saying? Like, this used to be, you know what I mean?
Used to be your side.
Yeah.
I've seen her.
No, this woman has... You know, she's in a whole new different space. You know what I'm saying? I don't talk to that bitch.
Ooh.
Wow.
She dates my ex-boyfriend.
Oh. Okay.
I said.
That happened.
Me? I said, why do you care? You've moved on and you're married. Like,
right.
You're happy. And if she's happy and they're happy and you want to see your friend happy, and if it's with that gentleman, you've completely moved on. This relationship
right.
has been done.
You probably said he's a piece of shit.
You
right.
know what I'm saying? So I said, okay, in my mind, I'm saying, well, how can I bring this to the fellas like this and say, and try to reverse it on some man shit? Because we all got a different code, men and women, okay? So... I'm like, because for me, I'm like, this is my motto, period. Before we get that, you can't pick who you fall in love with. Okay?
Period.
You can't, that shit just happened.
Man, he cooked on that one, man. Hey. He dropped one on y'all right there, man.
That shit just happened. I'm sorry. That shit just happened. You just wake up, you fucking find out, you be like, you know what? If you fucking be right, let's go ahead and walk these dogs and represent Wu. But, okay, I would say like this. For you gentlemen, right? A friend. Let's deal with the same scenario. You've moved on. You're engaged. You see what I'm saying? Do we move the same way as men? Let me answer this first.
Okay.
Hey, friend, fuck you. Walk out of here with that shit. You know what I'm saying? Out of all the fucking vaginas in the world, you want that one? Because only way I'm going to tell you why. If you're a friend right now, we have associates. But if you're my friend... You're going to be invited to my cookout. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You know what I mean? You're going to be invited to... And you're going to be coming through... Shit might get weird. You see what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
No, fuck it, people. I'm not that mature. You know what I'm saying? And if you're listening to us live, you're going to have to listen to the replay. We'll talk to you later.
You say some things that...
Because listen, we do have an associate.
Yeah.
Okay? We have people, you know what I'm saying, y'all can, you know what I'm saying, tell me songs, and we've done the live. Shout out to everybody listening on live room, man. Shout out to y'all. Hit the bell for those guys, man. That was up there. I've seen y'all in there a couple of weeks. You know what I'm saying?
Take it. Thanks for the love. Come back next week.
Just like I said,
listen to it. And I'm with it like this too. If we spoke about something that you was on the line, you disagreed, or you were intrigued by the conversation, next week when we talking, it don't matter what.